The following is an audio recording of Drug War Ideology, The Modern Superstition, published August 26, 2020, on abolishthedea.com.
Consider the following superstitious statement, place.
My brother fell off a riding lawnmower, hit his head on a rock, and died. Ever since then, I've been working tirelessly to outlaw riding mowers and rocks.
The statement is superstitious because it blames inanimate objects, in this case mowers and rocks, for something that was caused by a lack of wisdom and education. Had the brother had the knowledge and experience to use the riding mower correctly, he would not have fallen off the mower, whether a rock had been nearby at the time or not. Now consider the following statement.
My brother died by taking an overdose of drugs. Ever since then, I've been working tirelessly to outlaw drugs.
It's the exact same reasoning as above. The speaker is blaming inanimate objects. But the death in question was caused by the misuse of those substances, not by the substances themselves. To blame the substances is merely a superstitious response, worthy of the pre-logical cave persons of yore. That's why the drug war is the ultimate case of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. In order to make the world safe, we villainize any illegal substance that we associate with a death. But because we've identified the wrong villain, the drug itself rather than the lack of education that led to its misuse, we end up making the world a far more dangerous place. Take the case of Leah Betts, in England. She died after taking an ecstasy tablet. Of course, the immediate superstitious drug warrior response was to crack down on ecstasy use. Everyone ignored the rational fact that the death was caused by a lack of education about the proper use of ecstasy, the need for proper hydration during strenuous activities such as rave dancing. And what was the result of the crackdown? The hitherto peaceful rave scene became a shooting gallery as dancers switched from ecstasy to alcohol, crack cocaine and fentanyl. That's what happens when we employ the superstitious reasoning referred to above. While it may feel good to scapegoat ecstasy, our doing so deprives millions of depressed and anxious people around the world of a godsend treatment. But that's the price we pay as a society for our superstitious outlook, which insists that criminalized substances can be labeled evil without regard for the way that they are actually used or misused. That's why I depict the drug warrior as a benighted caveman on my website, because the drug war way of thinking is superstitious. It vilifies substances in cases where the real villain is a lack of education. The drug war ideology is superstition. It is therefore the philosophical problem par excellence of our time. It's an ideology that could not pass the snicker test if the Westerners who championed it understood the basics of logical reasoning, specifically the important difference between efficient and final causes as described by Aristotle over 2,000 years ago.
You have been listening to an essay entitled, Drug War Ideology, The Modern Superstition, published August 26, 2020, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, and a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, visit abolishthedea.com.